Okay, we are in Shar Bey's Perikya Dalet, finishing it off. And of course, I want to go on another tangent, but I noticed, as I'm sure you did, that the Nefesh HaChaim, over and over again, refers to the tefillah of Chana in explaining how tefillah should be. In other words, the davenology of the Nefesh HaChaim is very based in the Tefillah's Chana. And the Tefillah's Chana, of course, was the very first story in Shmuel Aleph, where Chana married to Elkanah and the mother of Shmuel, but she was childless, and she was davening for a child, and her tefillah was successful, and she gave birth to Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was Moshe v'Aaron b'choy Hanav u'Shmuel b'korei Shmoy. So he was the, which I want to explain that pasuk, but he was the actually the Rosh Kol HaNaviim, the first Navi in the Tkufa of the Naviim was Shmuel HaNavi. And it's a fascinating thing. I start to look at it like, why? I mean, we have Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, David HaMelech, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Tikkun Shachris, Tikkun Mincha, Tikkun, you know, why Chana, Dafka, like, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from Chana, a great tzaddika, but it's ma'anyen to me, and I think there's an insight to be learned from the fact that all Hilchos Tefillah, just about all of Hilchos Tefillah, and in Yonim of Tefillah, in the Nefesh HaChaim and in Shulchan Aruch, come from Chana. So why Chana? Why Chana? I mean, her tefillah is better. What was the nekuda of Chana?
I mean, is there a difference between, let's say, the technique and the actual...
Okay. What was the, what would, yeah. So first of all, that's part of it for sure. Let me just show you in the Perek Aleph. Just very, very quickly, I just listed the psukim that Chazal learned from, but you see the different lashonos of tefillah, because by Chana, the Tanakh says, Tanakh says, let's just learn a little bit. It says that by Chana, vehi maras nofesh, she was Maras Nafesh. But Tispal Maras Nafesh. I mean, she was embittered. But Tispalel al Hashem. Listen to the Lashonis here. But Tispalel al Hashem. She davened al Hashem, which is not El Hashem. And from this, Agav, the Gemara learns that Chana hitiach dvarim klape mala, like Eliyahu HaNavi. He tiach dvarim klapi mala al Hashem, meaning that she didn't just she didn't just daven to Hashem, but she davened on Hashem. She had actually complaints, tainas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tainas. Why don't you give me a kid? It's not right that you're not giving me a child. Al Hashem. Nikan. From here we learn that Chana was hitiach dvarim klapi mala, which is not normally the correct way to daven, and nevertheless she was matzliach v'tisvala al Hashem ubachay sivke, and she cried. Let's skip over to a pasuk, just for the sake of going quickly here in pasuk Yud Beis v'haya kihir basal lehispala lifnei Hashem. She davened a lot. Agav. Here Basala Hispalel, she davened a lot. I mean, what does that mean? She davened a lot. She added more tefillas than she should have added. And the Gemara learns that from here we see that you're allowed to daven tefillas ne'ila on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to have an extra tefillah on Yom Kippur. Why? Dechsiv, ki here Basala Hispalel. It's a lesson of the Yerushalmi. Ve'eli shomer espia, and Eli is watching her carefully and watching her mouth. Everybody knows the story. And then it says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chana hi midaberes al liba. And Chana was medaberes aliba. And this Chazal say you have to have kavana. We're going to learn the Gemara inside. But medaberes aliba. So here we have a few things that she was doing. Vatispalel al Hashem. Bachoy tifke. She was crying. She hirbus ali spalel. Now medaberes aliba. Another thing. Sfaseha na'is. Her lips were moving. Another important halacha. Bekola lo yishamea. And her lips moving, no voice coming out. As I said last week, it's like you're watching somebody talking on the cell phone in the car. They're moving, no sound. Ve'achsheva Eli l'shikaret. Eli thought that was crazy. She must be drunk. Bashva, if I'm allowed to make this diuk, that's not how Eli davened. Or maybe that's not the way Moshe Rabbeinu davened. This was apparently of Chana, that she davened with her lips and not with her. And from here the Gemara learns, by the way, that if you're mispalo, aser lahagbia koila b'tfilos, you're not allowed to daven loud. Not allowed to daven Shemone Esrei. We're talking everything's about Shemone Esrei here. We're not talking about daven Shemone Esrei out loud. Although you have to move your lips, and according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to even hear yourself. But nevertheless, nobody else is allowed to hear you. It's ad kedei kach. The Zohar says that if somebody else hears your tefillahs, Hashem doesn't hear your tefillah. So Eli gave her musar and said, what are you drinking so much? Got to get off the bottle. V'yayber Eloha Eli ad basai tish takorin. Hasirius yenech me'olayich. In other words, she was a baras ruach. So it could be that he figured, you know, she was she took to the bottle. Vatan Chana, and here's the next pasuk Tesva. Vatan Chana v'toymer loy adoni, ishak shas ruach anoichi, v'yayin m'shechar loy shosisi. I didn't have anything to drink. And here's the lashon ve'eshboich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. Eshboich es nafshi. Are you going to be able to repeat all these? Lishardus. Eshboich es nafshi lifnei Hashem. New thing. Eshboich. As nafshi, what does it mean? This is going to be a translation, so working translation.
Pour out my heart.
Nafshi? Nafshi? It's not a lev, it's not a neshama. Yeah, by nefesh. Like, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshicha, u'b'chol v'yadecha. The nefesh achayim learns from this pasuk, the Gemara doesn't say, that la'avdei b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshicha, that you have to have... Ki'ilu siluk haguf legamri. Siluk me haguf legamri. That's what the Nefesh HaChayim says. B'chol nafshechem, just like it says by the first parasha of Kriya Shema. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, afilu noiteles nafshecha, like Rabbi Akiva, afilu noiteles. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshechem is a similar taich, and the pshat of it is, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, that afilu noiteles nafshecha, that there has to be siluk haguf, except for the fact that this is very important to these two prakim of the Nefesh HaChayim, that your lips have to be moving, which bepashtus would be a stira b'nei ubei, if you're besulik b'nei aguf, so you're in a trance. Thank you. That's the word. I did say the word. Yeah, you're gone. No, you can't be gone if you're moving your lips. So that means you're supposed to be part of Gashmias. So use your voice.
You're like your whole nefesh, your whole being, right? With my body, so therefore with my lips.
Yeah, but then why aren't you moving around? You're not allowed to talk. You're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to. You have to be completely besuluk milaguf.
But my belief, my identity, everything's like tomarna. I don't have to be moving to express that, but like.
Yeah, Charenim bring the, during the Tach V'Tat, those were the Holominsky massacres that took place, what was it, 1656 or something like that? So they came into a couple of kehilos in Poland, 16, I'm not talking about, this was before Hasidim and before Misnagdim and before 1656. So, 1648 started, but the story, Tach was 1648?
Yeah.
Okay, 1648, thank you, sorry. It was a 7-year thing, but Tach was, But with the story, the massacre of Tachutat, which was on Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas, the Gedolim said that that should be a Titus because that should be a Titus because the Zois Chukas HaTaira, the Targum said, Dahi Gzeris Eraisa. It's a day of Gzeris, Erev Shabbos Parshas Chukas. And the Gedolim lift off a number of Gzeris, which were like paraduma, things that nobody was able to understand. That's the point with Mises HaTzadikim. One of the famous stories that came down is that they came into the Beis Medrash of Reb Shamshin Ba'astropol, who was not a Hasidic Rebbe as he was made because there was no Hasidim yet, but the Hasidim adopted him like Reb Yonos and Eibshitz as the Rebbe Reb Shamshin Ba'astropol. He was before all that, and they actually, he was davening Shemona Esrei, and they actually, stabbed him with a spear while he was davening Shemona Esrei, the Cossacks, and which would be totally impossible for us to believe if we didn't just go through this ourselves in Harnof, if we didn't see this same phenomenon, like... crazy phenomenon, like a holy Yid is davening. But the point was that he kept davening and finished Shemona Esrei, and he died davening Shemona Esrei. So it's like it didn't. And the other gedolim that were there, the tzaddikim that were there, that survived somehow, they said it was he was mesulik min aguf lagamri. It was like Chana that she davened. With Mesiras Nefesh, but Eshpoiches Nafshi Lifnei Hashem. He wasn't there. He wasn't there physically.
I'm not chuckling.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Let's go further in Pasuk Tezayin. Al Tite Nasamos. Every one of these things are very, very important. Every one of these Lashonos. I don't have the Sefer and I didn't see the Sefer, but I'm familiar with the fact that Rav Pinkas, Alav Shalom, wrote a sefer on all of these Lashonos of Tefillah and explained the difference to them. It's supposed to be a very good sefer. I just didn't get a chance to see it. But then Pasuk Tazayin, Al Titen Es HaMoscha Lifnei Bas Blial, Ki Mei Roiv Sichi V'chasi Dibarti Adhena. And Chazal say this is a Lashon of Tefillah. V'yetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basoda Sicha. So that's a different thing. And in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk after Pasuk, Vayan Eli Vayarmen Lachi L'Shalom V'Lehei Yisrael Yitein Hashelosech, Hashem will answer you, Asher Sha'alta Imo. That's the first time we have. He'll answer the Sheila which you were Shoyal. So there's a Sheila, there's a Tfila, there's a Tarubais Ala Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's a Mesiras Nefesh, there's the movement of the lips, V'Koyle Lo Yishamea. There's the Riboy Tefillah, which we learn Ne'ilah from, extra Tefillah. If we move over to Pasuk Chavav, Batoymer, she says, Bi Adoni, Chei Nafshecha Adoni, Ani Ha'isha, Hanitzeves Imcha Bazeh. She stood. From here, we learn that you have to stand while you're down. Amida. Amida. So, which is the correct way of calling it, because Shemona Esrei doesn't make much sense anymore. So, Amida, Banitseves, Imcha Bazel, Lehispalel, El Hashem. Again, to be Mispalel, famous words, El Hanar Hazeh, Hispalalti, right? This is the child, this is after. El Hanar Hazeh, Hispalalti, Vayited Hashem Lia, Shelasi, Asher Shalta, Mi'imai. And then she said, "V'gamanoichi hishiltihu laHashem." Now this is interesting. She played on the word she'ela. She'ela means a question, or she'ela means to borrow something. A shoyel. Shoyel shaloi midas.
To lend.
It's in every case. Right. Well, the two things. I was shoyel. And then you were Shoel, the child. So,
Mashiel. No. I learned as much.
Hashem is the world.
Right. He lent me a kid.
Yeah.
He is the lender. He lent me a kid. Like, in other words, you could think you have a kid, and it's a gift. It's not a gift. It's a loan. Gamanoichi he shall tihu la Hashem kolayam masher haya hu shaul la Hashem vayishtachu sham la Hashem. And then her tefillah. That's all hakdama. Vatispalel chana vatoymar olatz libi b'Hashem roma karni b'Hashem rochav pi alay vay ki sabachti b'shuasecha mikan. That she had simcha the whole time, even though it says she was a maris ruach. Ein kodesh k'Hashem k'ein biltecha v'ein sur k'lekenu al tarbu t'dabru gavoya. And she goes on and she davens, and it worked. And later on in Perek Beis, v'yelech Elkanah, v'anar hoyim meshores es Hashem el espnei Eli HaKoyin. She sanctified him and made him holy. So this is, I'm marich on this because this is... not only does it have all these interesting lashonos of tefillah from which everyone from the Gemara on learns from, but beyond that, this seems to be the tefillah of tefillahs. This is the ultimate tefillah, and that's why we learn from it. In other words, to look deeper than the fact of this diuk and that diuk and this lashon and that lashon, this seems to be the ultimate tefillah. I just did a copy of my Elkut Shimoni. Vatispal Ochana, listen to this, Mikan, Anulaimdim Shinashim Chayavos Bitfila. Okay, that's one important limud. Shekein Chana Haisa Mispaleles. Listen. Yud Ches Brachos. She daven Shemone Esrei. Rana, I'm going to go through this quickly. Rama, what?
She didn't do the Malshini.
Right. Rama Karni Bashem Magin Avram. Hashem Meimi Sumachaye. That's the lashon of Chana. Machaye Amesim. Ain kadosh kashem, she said. Okay, ala kadosh. Kikel deyos Hashem atochoine. Nicholim ba'avoinam izruchayil haroitza b'tshuva. Moirid shol vayal, she said. Hamar belislech. Moirid shol vayal. Hamar belislech. Hashem forgives us. Sabachti b'shua secha. Goyel Yisrael. Yeshua. Goyel Yisrael. Mikibi be'offer dol. Roifei cholim. Sveim belechem mevarech hashonim. First of all, the ingenuity of Chazal. The ingenuity of Chazal. It's so clear. Ragli chasid of Yishmar bekabetz nidche Abba Yisrael. Hashem yodin afse oretz, all her lashonis, oyev tzedaka u'mishpat. Hashem yodin, oyev tzedaka u'mishpat. Urishayim b'choshech yidbu, she said, machni azedim. No, Machnia. Yeah,
that was a later
edition. Yeah, v'yitein oiz lemalkoi boinei Yerushalayim. V'yoram karen Mashiachai, she said, es tzemach David. Ein tzur kelekenu, she said, shebeah tevila. Al tarabu tedabru gavaya she'oisach levada b'yira navoid. Yetze etzak b'pichem atoiv shimcha l'chono elohoidois. So she said, and I thank you, that's l'chono elohoidois. V'yitein oiz lemalkoi. Osei Hashalom, I give koach to the Osei Hashalom. Hare Shmoina Esrei Brachos Shehispalala. Gevaldik. It's a Gevaldik Echidish in Chazal. This is in the Elkut Shimoni in Shmuel, which I just really, frankly, just stumbled upon. I didn't know this. But the Elkut Shimoni and pay.
Hashem gave it to you.
Nachum. Okay. I stand. And I try to be humble.
You're doing a good job.
The kids
who
we're learning from this that we don't know how to daven. Our
Shmoneh Esrei, not only should we daven Shmoneh Esrei, like Chana daven Shmoneh Esrei, but it's mashma to me that the whole tikkun of Shmoneh Esrei brachos is the first time we see Moshe Rabbeinu davening Shmoneh Esrei, nor is there any Chazal I looked. And couldn't stumble upon a Chazal, which tell us that Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, anybody David Shmoneh Esrei, the Shmoneh Esrei, that we, and it's exact, it's meduyik, that she was mechaven to Yud Ches L'Shoinois, which are Bediuk, are L'Shoinois, so the Ruach HaKodesh of the, I can't even say Chachma, but the Ruach HaKodesh of the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila, that took the Rosh HaMikpalalim or Mispalalais. This tefillah, Chana's tefillah, Chana. By the way, what does Chana mean? Einoi loshen chazal. Einoi ela loshen tachanunim. Means tefillah. Add some words. Pay. Oh, it's on Vatispal Ochana. It could be the opposite. I'm just saying we don't ain lana makar for Shmon Esrei Brachas. So finally, I'm wondering, like, how did Chazal know? That's exactly what I'm saying. That's what I said. I've been asking. I've been asking for the last few weeks. I didn't ask it too loud because I don't know the answer, but I've been asking, like, ma pitom, these Shmoina Esrei brachos. And the chiddush that Chazal, even in the Zohar, speak about that, and I want to get to it in a second. Let me just get to it. Just another nekuda that Chazal saying the Yerushalmi that the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah is 9 brachas, not like Shmona Esrei and not like Shabbos. It's 9 brachas. Now, the Yerushalmi asks, how do they know to be Masakin 9 brachas for Rosh Hashanah? It's a random number. Mipnei tisha azkarais shebetfilas chano. She said Hashem's name. So they understood, and so look what she did here. Yeah. A Ne'ila that we learned from her, and you have Tisha Askar. It Mashma. I'm just Mashmois Hadvarim. Is that it's you cannot go anywhere. You can't budge in Tvila without Chana. You need to have, not that she did everything, but I seriously believe that the pshat is that that's how we know. I mean, Minayin shemispalim teisha, Lashon Gemara. Minayin shemispalim teisha b'Rosh Hashanah, mechano. But it wasn't Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So,
is this because she was answered? What if she wasn't answered?
Well, I didn't say any because we still have to talk about why because. I didn't say any because. I'm just saying the Metzias, Litvish. Like, this is the Metzias. She was answered, so was Sarah Imenu answered.
So the truth of the fact that Sarah on the first day of Shem might not just be.
Nice, very nice. Yeah. I'll just tell you one more thing before we.
The Gemara is Gemara Brachas.
So there's a Gemara in Brachas. There's a number of Gemaras, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, actually. The Gemara says, I'll just read you from a long Gemara. But the Brisa says, Tana Rabbanan Amispalot Sarach Shechavin is Liboy Lashomayim. Chiddush. The Chiddush is not that you have to have Kavana. The Chiddush is Shechavin Liboy Lashomayim. Where you're Mechavin Liboy. And what this the Gemara seems to explain, that I'm in Shomayim when I'm davening. You are where your mind is, where your Chavana is. You're putting yourself, it's not so much only, and I'm stressing the only, that you're bringing the Shemayim here, but you're actually putting yourself in Shemayim. The Nefesh HaChaim says in a few lines that we're going to learn, probably on Sunday, that the Gemara says when you're Mispalo, you should be Liboy Lamalo Ve'enav Lamato. So there's this kind of like very cool move where Einov lemala, liboy lemala, so I'm oimed lifnei kodesh hakodashim, and einov lemata, but I'm also part of this world, which is the hesber of your lips have to move, is something like you were saying. It's the hesber of why your lips have to move, because you still have to be part of this world. I wrote
why einov?
Why einov? That's a good question. But I was just going to say, I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to the Lubavitcher Rebbe's Farbrengens. And I thought at the time, just to Musar Haskell, that I didn't understand a word of what he was saying. I just went as a religious ceremony, religious exercise. I went. But I mean, here and there, you know, you understand. But I was a kid. I was 13, 12, you know. But I remember being told that, the Rebbe had, so, you know, so I became like a I'm not much of a Lubavitcher. I'm pretty. I'm an embarrassment to them, but I do have a tremendous amount of haracha, because to see a Talmud Chacham speak for 5 or 6 hours straight every Shabbos, pure Torah, and it was just an amazing thing. And now, when I'm older and I actually read through the Sikha, it's like he actually really said something. He wasn't blabbling. He wasn't telling Maisalach. I mean, he was really, you know, a diukim and Rashi and this and that. But then, usually once in every Farbrengen, he would say a mimer. So a mimer, if you think you don't understand the Sikha is like a Torah, a regular Torah. But a mimer, you know, Hasidic Torah, let's say. But a mimer is already his chidushim in Kabbalah. That was the Rebbe's chidushim in Kabbalah, and they had a special niggun that they sang, you know, the mimer niggun before he said the mimer, and he said the mimer with a different niggun. You know, it wasn't sicha, it was mimer. But anyways, I just remember as a kid that I was told that you'll notice that whenever the Rebbe says a mimer, he takes the tablecloth in front of him. You know, he was on this big table with everybody around, and he wraps it around his hand in order to be makusher to the Olam Hagashmi. Like he would fly away if it wasn't for this. I'll just tell you what I was told as a kid. But just on that note, to move amongst Gedolim, so the great benefit of age is I got to see these like really, really great people. But, your brother, Rabbi Bluth, it's your brother, right? So Rabbi Bluth is in Los Angeles right now, and he spoke in the Kollel. So I listened to the shiur that he gave the Kollel. I have a son in that Kollel. So I said, well, we have to hear this shiur. And he spoke about Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was his rabbi. So Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he made the point that actually a point which I think many people understand. The easy point, and that is that you know, Rav Moshe taught us all of us Americans, and perhaps all of Western society, how to be Jewish in America. Like we knew how to be Jewish in Poland and in Hungary, but we didn't know how to be Jewish in America. And he taught us how to be Jewish in America. Like, what do we do about the conservative movement? What do we do about machitzas? What do we do about Chol of Yisrael? What do we do about, like, besides, I mean, the volumes and volumes of unbelievable scholarship. Rabbi Bluth said that he could have a hasaga, even though the tremendous brain power of Rav Moshe, because he could possibly understand that there's somebody who was so smart. But he said Rav Moshe's lave was so big he had no hasaga. He said he can't even be basig, the lave. Why am I telling you this? Besides, Rabbi Bluth is here. But why am I telling you this? He said that really kabbalistically, he said that Rav Moshe took the olamos elyonim and he brought it into a place of the what was considered then the lowest part of the Grashmius world, you know, the most depraved part, the place that was void of, you know, North America at that time, where it was at Kedekach, the Gedolim said, don't go there, you know, like it's like going to hell to go to, you know, but he took the Shabbai, but he brought it to the Aretz. I don't know his background, I don't know how Kabbalistic he was, but that was exactly what he did. I mean, my Haskama. That was exactly what Rav Moshe was doing. He was bringing and Lubavitcher Rebbe and the Gedolim, everyone in their own different way, that's what they were doing. They were applying something which was almost shamaimi and atzili to something which was down, and therefore brought up a whole maaser. So let me just tell you two things before I dismiss you. The Gemara says in Lamed Aleph, Brachas Lamed Aleph, Amar Rav Hamnuna, and this is more on a halachic level, Kama hilchasa gavrata ika lemishma mehanekroi dechana. Look how many halachas you can learn from the Psukim of Chana, 6 halachas. There are 6 halachas which go through all of Hilchas Tefillah, I think it's 6. First of all, quickly, V'chana hi medaberes al liba mikan lemispal tzishorchi chavenes libay. Rak svasa anoyis mikan lemispal shiachtoich besvasav. Chiddush of Chana, they have to move your lips. Koyla lo yishamea, you didn't hear a voice, mikan lemispal shalei ashmia. Not allowed to raise your voice. So what? What's wrong with being shikur? Where's the lav? So she was shikur. What's the big deal? Mikan shah shikur aser lispalo. Get drunk all you want, but don't daven while you're drunk. That's all. Vayomer eleha eli ad masai tish takarin. Mikan, Eli gave her musr. From here we learn, Mikan l'roya davar b'chaveray she'enay hagun tzorech lo'ichichay. You have to tell them. That's not a halach in tefillah, that's a halach in musr. So the Magen Avraham says that the fact that this is in this Gemara is a raya that if you see somebody davening wrong, you have to tell them. Dafka. The Magen Avraham. So these are the halachas of Hilchos Tefillah. But let me just make one extremely important point. And that's this, just to try to explain why Chana was the... if you go further in the Gemara, that what I just read to you is Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. If you go to Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara is medayik in this. Vatoymar, vatidar neder. Vatoymar, she made a neder, and she said, Hashem tzvokos. Imroi tireh. Ba'ani amosecha, uschartani v'loy sishkach es amosecha, v'nasata la'amoscha zera anoshim, unzativ la'ashem kol yimei chayav, I will give him to Hashem kol yimei chayav, u'moira loyala aroisha. Says the Gemara, that this is the first time Hashem tzvokais. Reading here a quote from the Gemara, it's not an exact quote, but Shem HaKodesh Hazan Nisker Kan L'Rishayna B'Mikra. The first place ever in Tanakh where the word Tzvokos is used is right here. You look at the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. This is the first time Hashem Tzvokos.
First time Kodesh. First time it's just Kodesh, right? It's just called.
Where?
Called Tzivos, all the names are all the
other. Litzivosam, yeah. So what is, which brings us to the translation. What does Hashem Tzvokos mean? Always translated as the Lord of Hosts. Like, what the heck? Yeah, it was like the head waiter. What is the Lord of Hosts? It's capital H.
A host of means a lot of.
Okay. Hashem Tzvokos. I also want to point out that it's not true. Vatoymer Hashem Tzvokos, not the first time, because at the very beginning of the parak, notably, and this is actually the first time where it's talking about Hashem, it says Va'ala Ha'ish, talking about Elkanah, in Pasuk Gimel. That's already in Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk Gimel, Va'ala Ha'ish, Ahu Me'irai, Miyamim Yamima, Lishtachavos, Lizboyach, La Hashem Tzvokos, B'Shiloi. Hashem Tzvokos, B'Shiloi, V'Sam, Visham Shnei Bnei Eli Chafni Upinchas Kehanim Lashem. So Tzvokos was part of the story already. Hashem Tzvokos. But it wasn't used in Tefillah. So she was the first one. Apparently that's what the Gemara means. But it's an interesting that it's not used this way either earlier. Later on, it's used a lot. David HaMelech uses it all the time. Only used regarding people. So what does Hashem Tzvokos really mean? The Lord of Hosts. So Tzvokos is Kichol Tzva Shamayim L'chol Mishtachavim. So Tzva Shamayim, the Tzava. Hashem has his Tzava, Malachim, let's say. There's many, many Malachim, but there's a certain group of Malachim, or certain groupings of Malachim, which are called Tzivos Hashem. Right? Hashem Tzvokos. Don't think that you're davening to any of these malachim, asur, but you're davening to Hashem Tzvokos. You're davening to the Hashem, but it's interesting that shem in Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya is the name, the word Tzvokos is Kodesh. You have to say Tzvokos. You're not supposed to say Tzvokos. Even though it's like you would say Hashem Adam or Hashem, he's the Hashem of people, you wouldn't say Kenosh. You'd say Enosh. But when it comes to this, in other words, it's since the Hashras Hashchina is with the Tzivei Hashem, so it becomes Adarabba when attached to Hashem. Somehow it becomes Hashem Kodesh, which is a very interesting phenomenon unto itself. So I think this Tzvokos that Chana was the first one to daven using that Shem Hashem Tzvakos, and that that was what Eli HaKoyen and Elkanah, well, Elkanah rather, was Ba'ala Ha'ishahu, Elkanah, Me'iroi Miyamim Ilash, Lishtachos, Lizbech, Lashem Tzvakos, Bishilai. It seems like he was doing a different avodah than Korban Lashem, which you have in the whole Sefer Vayikra. Vayizbuchu Lashem, never Hashem Tzvakos. So, look, I'm not just trying to be humble. I am humbled. I really just can say a svara, but I want to say the svara. I'm sure that there's much more to it, and Hashem, I hope I'm right. But you know what was unique about the Tefillas Chana? Not that she had a kid. She had a Navi. And not that she had a Navi, but she was poseach. She opened up the Tkufas HaNavim. Chana gave birth to the whole period of Nevuah. Moshe, Kipol Torah Misinai, Masr LeYeshua, Yeshua LeZkenim, Zkenim LeNevim, and Nevim LeAnshei Knesset HaGadol. Meaning, the Nevim were the segue between the Zakenim, Moshe, Yeshua, the Zakenim, and the Anshei Knesset HaGadol. The segue between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal Peh. The segue between Torah coming down and us bringing up Torah and learning Torah. In between there was the Nevi'im. So when you talk about the Tefillas Chana, what we're talking about is the birth of Nevuah as we know it. What's the difference between the Nevuah of Shmuel and the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu? The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate Navi, right? Like Hambi Yisrael Kamosha Oid. The Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was, in the words of the Mekubalim, or I should say my words based on the words of the Mekubalim, it was a sort of a cheating path, meaning he went to the highest world of Atzilus, and he brought the Torah right to the lowest place of Asiya, and it didn't go through the process the Torah is supposed to go through, which is Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, until it got to us. And because of that, the B'nai Yisrael said, whoa, we can't hear this. We can't listen to this. You listen, you tell us, and we'll hear it from you. And on this, Hashem said, in Parshas Veschan, and Moshe reported to the people, Haytivu asher tibeiru. Hashem said, you know, they're right about this. You can't hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, too much to hear something so spiritual with such physical ears, you can't hear it. What's the process where we can hear the Dvar Hashem? It's Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai, Masr LeYeshua, Yeshua LeZakenim, Zakenim LeNevim. The Nevim, starting with Shmuel HaNavi and all of Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, all of the Nevim, Memches Nevim, Zayin Nevi'ais, what they were able to do was to bring the Nevuah, read Shechina, to a place where the people were able to relate to it. They weren't bringing, there was no Hakshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you were taking the Dvar Hashem and doing the tikkun, if you will, for what happened in Mount Torah, and you can argue even led to the Egel, because it was a Madrega that was, it was Lamala Mehem.
It's a gap, a void.
The void was too big. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm afraid to say, but I'm going to have nightmares tonight, but Moshe Rabbeinu seemed to overjudge the koach of the B'nai Yisrael. And they died. Chazal say they actually died. But the Nevi'im were approachable. You could approach a Navi. Devorah sat under a toimer, and you approached them. You could approach Nevi'im not just to tell you, is there going to be a war, or should we go to war, or who's going to be the prime minister. It wasn't just that. With personal things, what should I do with my life? Everybody had an audience with a Navi to be able to, that's what when we say Hashiva Shoftenu Kavereshenu V'yoatzeinu Kavatzchila. So that the Gra says of the Siddur HaGra, Elu HaNevi'im, Shayu Yoatzim LeYisrael. They were Yelatzim LeYisrael. So it was a different, it was very down to earth, the Nevuah. But Ba'omek, let's understand what the paradigm shift that took place right now with Chana's Tefillah. Chana's Tefillah took the Shechina from a place that was completely unapproachable and brought it to a place that we could approach it. In other words, Chana's Tefillah was the Tefillah that went from Atzilus and brought everything to a place of Shmuel HaNavi and the Tekufas HaNaviim. This is the Shem Tzvakos. The Shem Tzvakos, how do I know? Because it says in Reb Tzadok HaKoyin, in Koimetz HaMincha, which is a hard sefer of Reb Tzadok, but he says that Tzvakos, he talks about Tzvakos, he talks about the different Shemus of Hashem, the different Tzimtzumim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umisham, from Tzvakos, Hu Asagas HaNaviim, comes Asagas HaNaviim, HaMistaklim B'Kvayt Havaya, Yedei Malbushav, Shem Netzach V'Hoyt, V'Lakach, Ad Chana. Ludus, also, by the way, stumbled. I thought I stumbled. No. I'll tell you a very interesting about stumbling. It's like the Milo having a bad memory. But I was looking for something, and then I found something that might be here. And then when I got there, the page was folded. So I already had graffiti on this page and underlined. Ad Chana lehaya adam shekaroi tzvakais. Ki ad Shmuel, why? Ki ad Shmuel hayadvar Hashem yakar, ein chazoy nifratz. Who can now be divrei hazayar? Bebracious. Sheshmuel haya harishoin laoirer hanavua shehu hahasaga b'shem tzvakais. V'lachein karasai chana b'eshi spalla al Shmuel b'shem zeh. Let's understand something. I think that Elkanah went to Davin Lizbayach Lifnei Hashem Tzvakais. There was a tkufa going on here. Mizakenim Lenevim. She ushered in a new tkufa. And that's why already, maybe it was Lamafreya, but already Elkanah was davening Ata Hashem Tzvakais. It was the process of the Hashras Hashchina in this world, which is the whole purpose of the whole world anyways. The Hashras Hashchina finally came to a place where there could be a Basar V'dam like Shmuel HaNavi, and it could be standing on, not climbing up mountains, but not Lechem Lo Yachalti, Umayim Lo Shasisi, just a Basar V'dam that had a Nevuah. And the truth is, the Gemara says, from this point on, Nevi'im Hayu B'Yisrael Kiflayim Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim. Millions of Nevi'im. There were all guilds of Nevi'im. Why? Nevi'im because
school.
Nevi'im schools. Yeah, Bnei HaNevi'im. No, there was cities of Nevi'im. Like today. there was whole. So in other words, once the Tekufa begins, so what we're talking about, the Tzfilas Chana, and why we learn everything from Chana. We learn Shemoneh Esrei from Chana. We learn Rosh Hashanah from Chana. We learn Yom Kippur from Chana. We learn Shulchan Aruch from Chana. Everything we learn from Chana. Why? Because Chana didn't just daven like Sarah davened or Rachel davened. Chana davened and she ushered in a whole tzkufa which allows us to daven in the way that we daven. Shemoneh Esrei brachas. Of course we have to learn everything because we have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a dalif nemiyata oimed, which is almost an impossible, remember we learned together, Reb Chaim Brisker, this is ma'akiv tefillah, the dalif nemiyata oimed, that's you standing in front of Hashem. Armai, do I really, here you're not allowed to picture Hashem, you're not allowed to think of what Hashem looks like, but yet, ma'akiv is ha'tefillah, is dalif nemiyata oimed, shivisi Hashem lenegdi sami, d'chsiv. Shivisi Hashem l'neg disabi, that I have to picture Hashem. How do I picture Hashem? So it's a stira b'nei yubei. It's ma'akiv tefillah, but you can't do it. So the answer is that we don't daven with our heads or our imagination. We daven with our hearts. And your heart, where your brain is limited, your heart is unlimited. Like Rabbi Bluth said about Rav Moshe Feinstein, the heart was bleak wool. So what we're talking about in our tefillah, b'chol levavicha, if you had to daven b'chol roshcha, it would never happen. So this was the chiddush, if you will, of Chana. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu did a tremendous chiddush of bringing of oh, Hashem is communicating with the earth. You know, that's an amazing thing. This brought it to a whole different device of where everybody, starting with the Nevi'im, can communicate and stand before Hashem. Hashem Tzvaka. This is Reb Tzadok Koymetz HaMincha, page Mem Amud Beis. This is what Reb Tzadok teaches us for two pages long, that the whole Torah Shebal Peh, Mashachitshu Chachmei Yisrael Uknesses Yisrael, Ayde Hasogas Libam Umoicham, Ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach, this is all Tzvakais. Because Tzvakais is very simple, like, you know, I think in Hebrew it's very simple, because Tzvakais means the people you see on the street, right? So in other words, it's the part of the Shemayim, the Tzava, is, we don't have access necessarily to the deep strategic security war rooms and all that, but you do see the guy on the street or the girl on the street. That's a simen that we can be a little bit comfortable. But you're not really getting the Omek Hadover. So what happened over here is the whole Torah Shebal Peh, or the whole, as he says, the Holy Sarusa de Lasato came about through Chana. So Chana was the Machayev and the Matter of our Tefillah. Our whole Tefillah is based on Chana. Hence, she's quoted so much. And with that, I will end and wish you a good Shabbos.
Ellie didn't cop what was going on.
The whole new thing. A whole new thing. Ellie couldn't cop it.
It's good our Amida isn't patterned after.
It's what?
It's good our Amida isn't patterned after Moshe's feeling. The Heskin memories. Says he prayed 550.
It was better, and it didn't work because it wasn't. I'll explain to you the site. Yeah. No, but let me explain to you the site Hadover. The site Hadover is that Moshe's tefillah was to go to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the Midah of Gashmius. You know, it's agricultural, it's earth. And the Gemara even says this. Moshe Peirus Hutzarech. Like, what's he going to do with fruit and farbs? He's going to become a kibbutznik. Wanted to do the mitzvahs. But the point is that that Hashem thought otherwise. That wasn't his bechina. His bechina was a higher bechina.
That was my question. Let's say Hashem's prayers weren't answered. We wouldn't say that.
We have what we have because of Chana. We have what we have in terms of Hashras Hashchina and Nevuah and the Beis HaMikdash. Lizboyach Hashem Tzvakos B'Shilai. You have to understand Shiloh also. What was
Al-Khanan?
Yeah.
What's the difference between